Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, December 15th. One of the things that I want to mention, because I got a couple of text messages during the break about Missy and her program, was people still, for some reason, don't understand that there is a scan. This is something that is actually done with Missy. While you get scanned, she's talking to you the entire time as their system, the equipment, is taking your data, is taking your information from the hand cradle. You literally put your hand in this cradle, and it sends and receives frequencies from your body. How does it work? I have no idea. All I know is it does work. Same cradle, plugged into the same computer, has a long cord on this cradle. I handed it over to Vicky. She sat there and put her hand in the cradle, and it read something completely different for her and her body. The reports, totally different. Completely different. So basically, all I can tell you is that this is a process that she has developed, and the hand cradle technology, Zyto, ZYTO.com is the website, is FDA approved. The Food and Drug Administration in Washington, D.C. has approved this technology. It's how she takes the information from the Zyto scan, the report, and then develops a program that is completely customized to you. It's tailored to you. That's why the program works for everybody that goes on it, is because it fixes what is wrong with your body. Got another text message. Somebody who's been through the program, could you ask Missy if the supplements, the drops, have an expiration date? No. The products that she sends you are in a bottle that protects them. They don't break down, they don't change sitting in the bottle, especially if they're in a cool, dry place. However, your body has changed. So if you did a wellness scan a year ago or 2 years ago, you need to do another wellness scan. Even people who've gone through the program, who've lost weight and kept it off, but struggling maybe with going up 5-10 pounds and then back down or whatever, do another scan. You don't have to do a fat burning scan, do a wellness scan. I believe she charges $199 for those. Well, a wellness scan, even for somebody who's been on the fat burning program, will tell you what's going on in your body. And if you're missing certain vitamins, minerals, supplements now compared to a year ago, well, she can provide those for you and you can get back your system working again. So the biggest thing that I'd like to say is just simply pick up the phone and call her. That's all you have to do is call and schedule a free phone conversation. 269-964-4044. This is technology. This is frequencies. These are computers. These are programs. She takes the information from the report. She copies and pastes it into ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, and they analyze and feed back to her information to share with you. This is state-of-the-art stuff, folks. This is not medical weight loss. This isn't Nutrisystem. This isn't, you know, any of that. This is about you. And this is why it's successful, and this is why it works. If you want to lose the weight and keep it off permanently forever, this is the way to go. Like I said, I've been in size 38 pants ever since August of 2023. Fluctuate back and forth. Again, when I'm bad, I know I'm being bad. I can feel it in my joints. I get inflammation like crazy. Sure enough, get on the scale and I'm up 4 or 5 pounds after being bad over the weekend. Today I'm fasting. I'm drinking water and I'm flushing all these toxins and inflammation out of my body. Tomorrow I'll have a lunch and a dinner and get right back at losing a pound, pound and a half. But after I fast today, tomorrow morning, I'll be down probably 5 or 6 pounds in one day just from drinking water. I know how to do it. I've done it now for over 2 years, and it's, you know, very, very easy to do. Did I enjoy my weekend? You bet. In the crock pot, starting Saturday night, I browned up some London broil roast, covered in flour and seasoning, crunched them up in the fry pan, put them into the crock pot with 4 cans of French onion soup, added some brown gravy and mushrooms, and we had beef stroganoff with rolls last night for dinner. It was good. But man, oh man, oh man, am I hurting puppy this morning? Got on the scale, it was up 2.4 pounds from that beef stroganoff and rolls and butter last night. So fasting today, it'll be gone, and I'm moving on with the rest of the week. When you know your body, you know what triggers. Mine's pasta, bread, and butter. It's that simple. And I had all three last night. But it was good. Miss Vicky said that's one of the best dinners Miss Susie's made for us in a long time. So, yes, she did a great job. I'm Susie, by the way. So, anyway, if you want to give her a call, try it. Schedule it for next year. Start after Christmas, after New Year's Eve, after New Year's Day. You can watch your college bowl games and snack and do all the things you want. Start off the new year with a new life. Call Missy, 269-964-4044. I'm going to get back to Lansing as they're wrapping up the week. And there's some things that I think that we need to look at. Is how these are very, very interesting. The process regarding FOIA. Now, this is something that we've been asking for 4 years. Right now, the governor's office, secretary of state, the attorney general's office, state representatives, state senators don't have to reply to FOIA requests from the public. Not from the radio station, not from you, not from anybody. Unless they want to. Well, an appeals court panel rejected the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan's arguments that the city of Grand Rapids' 13-month delay to fulfill Freedom of Information Act requests violates state statute. Michigan Court of Appeals panel opinion reads that adopting the ACLU's position would have the effect of the judiciary rewriting properly enacted statute. Plaintiffs do not cite, nor have we found, any binding authority addressing the time within which a public body must fulfill a request for public records under Michigan's FOIA. According to Thursday's opinion from the appeal court judges Michael J. Kelly, James Robert Redford, and Kathleen A. Feeney. As plaintiffs readily conceded in the trial court, there is no express provision in Michigan's FOIA Act that gives public bodies a specific time limit within which to fulfill requests. Man, I am confused. I am totally confused. Because I always thought that they had a minimum of 10 days to respond. Well, come to find out, according to these judges, time to respond is different than actually fulfilling the information request. You can respond within 10 days saying, I've received your FOIA request, but according to these judges, you don't have to provide the information with any specific time. In March of 2023, the ACLU submitted a FOIA request for public records related to the city's delay in fulfilling public records after the city took more than a year to fulfill a December 2021 FOIA request. In response, the American Civil Liberties Union was told that it would take up to 8 to 10 months to fill the request. Once the ACLU's deposit was received, but the city noted that it would take about 3 hours to process the request. Well, in November 2024, a circuit court ruled in favor of the city, finding that there is, in fact, no time limit on how long a municipality can take to actually provide the records sought. Arguments earlier this month, the ACLU's attorney said 13 months is too long to be considered reasonable. However, the Grand Rapids attorney said he countered it that the legislature spoke through the statute. The statute itself. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up this story about FOIA requests. In Michigan, a public government department or public body has 5 business days to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request after receiving it. The initial response from the public body must provide a granting, denial, partial granting, or issuing a notice of an extension is required. That must be done within 5 business days. However, the public body may extend the response period by an additional 10 business days. But this extension can only be issued once per request. This means that the total maximum response time is effectively 15 business days, provided proper notice of the extension is given. So within 5 days, they respond to you saying, "We got your request. We're checking into it right now, and we need an additional 10 days to determine whether or not we can provide to you what you're requesting." Now, the initial response does not necessarily mean the documents will be provided within a certain time frame, only that a determination on the request be made. Failure to respond within the statutory deadlines can be considered a final denial of the request, which may lead to the assessment of damages in a civil action if the failure was willful and or intentional. Understanding FOIA process in Michigan can be very complex. So that is the basis for this lawsuit. American Civil Liberties Union and their attorneys taking this through the court system. the lower court held, as did this appeals panel of judges, Kelly, Redford, and Feeney. Now they are taking their decision to the Michigan Supreme Court. Folks, I have been yelling and screaming about FOIA forever. It's one of the things I talked about when I ran for the state Senate back in 2010. This is over 15 years later, and it's still being fought out in the court system. So what does that basically tell you? The statute, the law, is flawed. Poorly written, poorly defined, and not with very specific requirements. When you want information from your government and you take the time to write out a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, and it says, I would like the following from this body. We, the people, should be able to get information from our government. But according to the statute, all they have to do is respond within 5 days or 15 days if a 10-day extension is requested, or actually not even requested. They notify you that it's going to take 10 days longer. Then they can still deny you. They can redact certain information. They can only give you partially what you're looking for. This is ridiculous. We pay their salaries. They work for us. The public should be able to get information it wants from any governmental agency. There's no government immunity from giving information to people who request it. So this case, however, the reason I brought it up, this is going to be appealed to the Michigan Supreme Court. They are going to be forced to make a decision on how long a city can take to give information. 13 months? Over a year, they've been waiting for certain information from the city of Grand Rapids. That's ridiculous. And this case will have ramifications across the entire state of Michigan. This will, mark my words, be a precedent-setting case. And could it cause our state legislature to have to rewrite or amend the FOIA statute? Probably, most definitely. And that's exactly why they're probably taking this to court. So, just wanted to clarify how FOIA works. Cities, townships, county governments, according to this case, are not under any specific time frame to provide you with the information you're asking. And whatever it is they're asking from the city of Grand Rapids, I have no idea. Doesn't mention it in this particular news story. But just wanted to let you know that it is coming. When this case goes to the Michigan Supreme Court, we'll be following it and explaining to you any opinions from them as to what needs to be done to change Freedom of Information.